You are Locked On Pirates, your daily podcast on the Pittsburgh Pirates, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome, Pirates fans, to a special rapid reaction episode of Locked On Pirates, your daily Pittsburgh Pirates podcast of choice. And as you can imagine, we're here to talk Austin Meadows, who, as Rob Beer Temple of The Athletic reports exclusively, he had a first. He will be called up tomorrow, presumably to take the place of starting Marte, who will have what looks to be a short DL stint, I believe 10-day on the DL for oblique soreness. So who else can we bring on at short notice but the man, Josh Taylor himself, to talk about this for us? So Josh, thanks for joining us.
No problem, man. Good to talk to you always.
All right, so let's get right to it. The first question I have when I learned this news, and I want to hear your take before I give you what I think. What does this mean for how the Pirates look at 2018?
That's a good question. I think they're looking at it in terms of they don't want to jeopardize anything by making Marte wait too long. And I think this is something that they failed to do in years past. You had guys that would get hurt, and they would try to make sure they were ready and try to make sure they were ready, and they either would take too long to put them on the DL, or they'd put them on the DL and try to get them back as soon as possible, and maybe they weren't completely ready. I thought they hesitated when it came to guys like Andrew McCutchen to put him on the DL when he had various nagging injuries from time to time. Then you had guys like Gregory Polanco that they put on the DL, brought back maybe too soon, and then had recurring injuries. So they seemed like they had both sides of the spectrum instead of just maybe, okay, put the guy on the DL, try to find the next best, you know, alternative and go from there. And it seems like instead of waiting any longer, they knew that they had to make a decision and make it quickly. So they're finally making it, and it just so happens when you have a guy like Austin Meadows who's performing as well as he's been in Indianapolis, it makes sense to do that and pull the trigger now because you're not hurting yourself as much by putting Marte on the DL and bringing Meadows up as you are, say, maybe trying to string this along and thinking that maybe a Sean Rodriguez could be a short-term holdover in center field. I think they're learning now that it's better to just bite the bullet and see what you have with Meadows.
Yeah, and you mentioned how well Meadows has been playing. Right now he's hitting .294 with AAA Indianapolis across 133 plate appearances. Just a .336 on base percentage and just a slugging percentage of .397 hasn't really been really powering the ball as much as you would say. I think just seven doubles and one home run. But his strikeout rate is just 15.8% right now. So he's really put a few things together. And, you know, I'm with you. I think that it's going to be definitely a jolt to Pirates fans to hear this news or when they heard this news by now, by the time you're listening to this. And to me, we've seen so many instances of the team being very cautious with prospects, even if there's a need. They easily could have called up Jordan Luplo and shifted some guys around. They could have, you know, gone another route, but they called up Meadows. And I think that while I'll stop short of saying this means the Pirates really do think they can contend in 2018, I think what we can definitively say, and tell me if you agree, Josh, is that they don't want to lose the momentum they have in the early season. So, you know, Meadows was likely going to come up in September anyway, so why not call him up now?
I think that's exactly what the reasoning is. And I think if you've looked at how they put the lineup together throughout the course of the season, just with the guys that have been there, I think they've had the mindset the entire time of you want to keep things as close to a certain level or a certain standard that you can, even with the production in the lineup. If you've noticed, when Josh Harrison went out, whoever was playing second base a lot of times would be the leadoff hitter that day after he was put on the DL. So you see something like that happening. And I think another thing that speaks to that is the fact that when you have that kind of system in place where you can do that with guys in the lineup, it kind of does show that you're trying to keep at least as close to a status quo as possible. And I think another reason why the timing behind this works is that Josh Harrison's probably on a track to be back within the next week or two. So you get Josh Harrison back, even though you lose Starling Marte. So you still have some kind of level of production that you can get maybe from the top half of the lineup by getting Josh Harrison back, even though you lose Starling Marte. The next question is if you put in the three spot to take his place, and then that's something that they'll probably have to tinker with as they go along here. But at the same time, you're getting a guy who defensively is a center fielder, so you know he plays the position. You know, this you have this lineup that's done such a great job, especially even at the spots at 5, 6, and 7 of guys getting on base and driving in runs. You want to move one of those guys up that might be able to keep that moving. Tonight's game was Francisco Cervelli, and, of course, he's already walked twice in the third spot. So maybe that's not too surprising. but you want to try to find a way to at least keep that certain level of expectation there. So you say, okay, this is an injury that hurts us, but it doesn't have to hurt you as much as it should if you have the right pieces in place. I think the timing, honestly, when you have the possibility of a Josh Harrison coming back soon, of a Joe Musgrove coming back soon, maybe it doesn't seem as big of a loss as you think when you can stick another guy in that third spot, like a Cervelli, who's been driving in runs, who's been hitting the ball well with runners on base and has been getting on base at a pretty ridiculous clip. You can put that guy in the third spot in Marte's place and maybe not lose too much. You can put another guy like an Austin Meadows, who, by the way, is finally healthy enough to put up the numbers that make him worthy of being called up. You can put him in center field and say, okay, at least defensively we won't be too far off. They can make those moves now. Whereas maybe a year ago or even 2 years ago, more importantly, they couldn't do that for whatever reason because of injuries with Meadows' case or even last season too, where you had injuries slowing that down and guys got hurt and you couldn't put him in that position when you needed to. So now you're in that position to do it. Plus, you can do it and shift things around where it doesn't affect maybe your day-to-day production too much.
You're listening to Locked On Pirates. We're on the phone with Josh Taylor of 93.7 The Fan and KDKA. You can find him on Twitter at JoshTaylorHD. The Pirates have called up Austin Meadows. Dogs and cats are living together. It's pandemonium. So I wanted to talk just real briefly, Josh, get you out of here on this one. So you kind of alluded to it, but I want to expound. So the Pirates are going to have, within the next week to 10 days, they're going to have Joe Musgrove, Josh Harrison, Austin Meadows coming in. That's quite an influx of talent for a manager to get like earlier in the year, about a month and a half into the season now, about a little more than a quarter of the way through. That's a great problem to have, and just your early impressions on how it might all shake out, or too early to tell?
I think it's a great reason for a couple different reasons, or a great thing for a couple different reasons. One, you know, having Harrison and Musgrove coming off of injuries, I think is a good thing. And then you have Meadows in reserve when a guy gets hurt. I think that helps you out too. I expect good things out of this, especially with Harrison coming back. I expect him to come back at least somewhat of a close facsimile of what he was before he got hurt. And I was pointing this out earlier that this offense had actually still continued to produce, even though they lost a guy like Harrison to injury, who was getting on base at just a league average rate. He was getting on base at 328. League average is usually between 330 and 335. So he was slightly below average on base percentage. And then they lose a guy like that and still manage to produce runs. So you get that guy back and you say, okay, maybe we can produce runs. And then you get a guy like Austin Meadows who might not have much of a power element, but he does bring at least some kind of an element for hitting for average. He does bring an element for getting on base. He does bring an element for somewhat of speed and stealing bases. Is he Starling Marte good? Probably not, at least not right now. But at least you're seeing a guy that can come up and contribute something, at least from a base stealing standpoint, from getting on base and hopefully keeping the line moving. You don't want to expect too much as far as power is concerned because that's just not his game. But if you can have a guy like Meadows continue to do that, if you can have Josh Harrison doing what he's doing offensively and really doing what he's doing defensively because he is the best second base option on this team. And right now they're probably fighting for second place. But when you have a guy, you can get that guy back. Yeah, definitely is a good thing. And I think it's going to be a lot softer of a blow to deal with losing a Marte, knowing you're getting a Harrison back. And I think the question mark really in this is Joe Musgrove. We don't know where he's going to be as far as a starting pitcher. We know his rehab starts have gone well. We also know he had problems in spring training, and then they took him to extend the spring training. He was supposed to come up, and right before opening day, they had to put him on the disabled list with shoulder trouble. So I think it's been now that he's finally on track because there's been so many delays in that process, now you have to try to find out what's going on there because they're going to have to shore up this rotation. Chad Kuhl has another short outing and doesn't go five innings again, which is another thing they've got to look at. Right now, the only guy who's gone at least five innings in eight or more starts is Trevor Williams. He's gone five plus in all nine. And the other guys have not been able to do that. So you hope with Joe Musgrove you can get that. But coming off an injury, you really don't know what to expect. So you're hoping that it goes in the Pirates' favor, but there's still a lot to be answered in that particular situation. So I'll say I expect good things with Harrison back. I expect good things with Meadows back, but there are some question marks because he's really getting a first good crack at it. And I expect questions with Joe Musgrove as well.
As if an already exciting season could not get more exciting enough. Thanks, Josh, for joining us on short notice. We really appreciate it.
No problem, man. Always a pleasure.